One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the December 31st New Year's Eve service with Pastor Chris. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to welcome you to tonight's very, very special event from all around the world. It was only a short while ago, we were together welcoming a new year, 2023. And I remember telling you that the year was going to move very fast. Well, not because the seconds and minutes and days will get shorter, but because so much will happen every day, every week, every month, and the year will pass like a flash. And now we are gathered again and getting ready to welcome another new year. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now this is the Fala segment of tonight's special occasion. Every nation has young people. Every nation. And it's important that every nation recognizes that its young people are its future. Your young people and your children are your future. Investing in young people is investing in the future. If you fail to invest in young people, you have failed to invest in your future. It's just that simple. Our efforts in this regard have helped us to train, inspire, motivate young people around the world. And we have, particularly in this award, focused on young people of Africa for definite reasons. Because we think about Africa's peculiar history and its associated problems. We realize that if we will chart a new course for Africa, we must do something about Africa's young people. And this is the 11th edition of this award. Thank you. And our young people have done amazing things throughout the continent, inspiring other young people, contributing to their country, their communities, and to their generation at large. Tonight's award further serves to encourage our young people to realize that they hold their future in their hands. You can do a lot about your country, about your community, and about the world. When you look beyond yourself and live a life that's beyond yourself, you really begin to experience your inner greatness. Because in each one of you is a seed of greatness. You have to plant it in helping others. Look beyond yourself and make a difference in the world in which you live. All around the world, there are those who look to others for help, stretch out the hands for handouts. You can afford to live that way. There's more of everything in the world than all the people in the world can spend. You just have to have the wisdom of God, the guidance of God, and work in His grace and discover there's a place for you. It's a place of greatness and distinction for every young person. I'm excited to have our 10 winners tonight. I'm glad for all you've done in your various countries. And tonight, we're recognizing your efforts and hoping that this will only be a springboard for much more, so much more. And I congratulate you and thank you for what you've done for and in your generation. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Would you just stand up on your feet and thank the Lord? It's important for us to thank the Lord in praise, in worship, in prayers. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. But have a heart of appreciation for the year 2023 and all that the Lord brought you through. Thank Him for your life, for the good things that He did in your life, for the experiences, whether they were good or bad, for your family, for your friends, your neighbors. Thank Him for the grace that was bestowed on you throughout 2023. We should be grateful. Let's express that to the Lord right now. Forget about everybody else and center your heart on the Lord at this time. You'd like to hear the message of the year? Because God has something to tell us. Sure has something to say. I'm going to begin with an important word in Scripture. And it's the word redemption. In several English dictionaries, the word is defined in the following ways. I just give you a few that are relevant. It is the act, process, or instance of redeeming, to buy or pay off, clear by payment, to redeem a mortgage, to buy back as after a tax sale or mortgage foreclosure, to recover something pledged by payment or other satisfaction, to discharge or fulfill a pledge or promise, and so on, to make up for, make amends for, offset some fault or shortcoming, to obtain the release or restoration of, as from captivity by paying a ransom. And in theology, of course, to deliver from sin and its consequences by means of a sacrifice offered for the sinner. And then some very interesting ones I want to listen very carefully. To turn in vouchers or coupons for actual value. To extricate from something detrimental. To release from blame or debt. Now, I'm going to pick the four most important ones that are relevant to our discussion for this year. They're very simple. The first one, to deliver from sin and its consequences by means of a sacrifice offered for the sinner. This Jesus Christ already did for everyone by His death on the cross. Jesus paid the redeeming sacrifice for everyone. And that's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is about. Salvation for man's soul, for man's spirit, salvation. And in this salvation, He gives us something. You know, a lot of times we talk about what he took away. He took away my sin. That's true. He took away my condemnation. That's true. How about what he gave? Most people never major on what he gave. They're conscious that he took something away. He took away their sin. Thank God. But have you ever focused on or majored on what he gave? The death of Jesus was only a means to an end. The death of Jesus was not the ultimate. It wasn't God's ultimate plan. It was a means to an end. His death paid, satisfied the claims of justice for all men. Like the Bible says, through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. So his death settled the debt. But there was much more. His resurrection. And that's why, understand this, Christianity does not begin with the death of Jesus. Christianity begins with the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is so important. And until and unless a man believes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he cannot be saved. There's where salvation is. Not in the death, but in the resurrection. And of course, you know, the lesser is included in the greater. If there were no death, there would be no resurrection. But through his resurrection, the Bible says, he brought us justification. Now, I'll explain that in brief. Why justification? Justification means to be acquitted, to be declared not guilty. Now, this is one of the most extraordinary teachings of the Bible. Justification. I want you to think about it this way. It's so important. When Jesus died, he died in our place. He was crucified on the cross in the place of sinners. So he died in our place. He paid the debt. He paid the penalty for sins. He paid for us. Okay? So because he paid, you don't need to pay again. There should be no more such things as penance. Like some people go through penance, trying to satisfy claims against their sin. But that'll never work, because no man could ever pay for his sins.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.